Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Today's workout is for time, but then it also says or not, meaning you don't have to run the clock. We do this once a week, and we do it because it's good for the mind and the body to just not live under the constant pressure of having to run the clock of every workout you always do. If it doesn't bother you, great. But there's plenty of people that eventually clicking on that clock and then judging yourself by what happens with the clock makes working out less fun. That's not a direction we want to go. So just not running the clock once a week seems to be a really helpful tool for physical and mental sustainability. You should always feel authorized not to run the clock and just move at whatever pace you want to move if that's what your mind and body is telling you to do. Do it every day if you have to. But some people won't unless we tell them specifically. So once a week, we assign that to a workout. You still want to do it for time, you certainly can. But there's also a reason why we choose the not for time workout each week, and I'll tell you why this one is, in case it doesn't jump off the page at you. So today's workout, 10 rounds for time, or not, of 40 innocent double unders, 15 hand release push-ups, and one L-sit rope climb. That's a 15-foot climb and an L-sit, and that begins seated on the floor. Once you reach the top of the rope, 15 feet up, certainly grab the rope with your legs and use your legs to help on the descent. That movement is profoundly challenging. That is why this workout is also the option of doing it not for time, because maybe some folks have L-sits, L-sit rope climbs. But it's going to take a bit, you know, even after you finish those 15 hand release push-ups, you might want to rest a minute before you do that. Well, if the clock's running, you're like, oh my goodness, the clock's running, I'm not anywhere near the more likely time, this is terrible. Don't run the clock. Use this as a great day to just move at whatever pace makes sense for you and get in a nice volume of L-sit rope climbs. You're going to get fitter today, even with the clock off, right? So just use it as a strength-building day for the midline and at body weight movement, and life is good. But again, if you want to run the clock, by all means, get after it. We've got a video showing the double under and hand release push-ups. Super fitness robot time would be 18 minutes or less, but it could certainly approach the 30-minute area without a doubt. It's going to be a challenging workout, but hopefully a fun workout, challenging in a good way. Scaled option, 10 rounds for time or not, 40 double unders or single unders, 15 hand release push-ups or regular push-ups or knee push-ups, and then one rope climb. Now here's where you've got a lot of variability as far as I'm concerned. You could do the rope climb, maybe the L-sit is too challenging, just have your knees bent, do like a bent knee instead of an L-sit rope climb. That's really hard. A next step down, but still plenty challenging, would be just doing a legless rope climb, just using your upper body, but your legs are just hanging. That's gonna treat you just fine. Then the next step is, well, maybe just do regular rope climbs. Use your legs and just climb the rope. That's fantastic. So you've got a lot of options. If none of those make sense, then you could do 5 strict pull-ups per round. Maybe you don't have strict pull-ups yet. Well, then you could also do ring rows and just make the ring rows as tough as you can so they're a good upper body strength building movement. And that might include putting your feet far out in front of you or maybe putting them up on a box. But there's a way to make today's workout work for you. And we've got videos showing all of those different movements associated with the scaled workout today. Limited equipment option, 10 rounds for time or not, 40 double unders, 15 hand release push-ups, and then 5 strict pull-ups, supinated grip, that's palms facing you, and then 5 knees to elbows, and those knees to elbows are kipping. And we've got a video showing the knees to elbows. No equipment workout, 10 rounds for time or not, 30 jumping jacks, 15 hand release push-ups, 10 V-ups. Accessory work for the day. The slips training. It's fantastic. It takes a while. We say to spend 15 to 20 minutes. Just, you know, divide up the various pieces and whatever you think you need to focus on. The slips training is great because it's not flashy, but it's very beneficial. It's just body weight, movements, control, flexibility, balance. Slips, each letter stands for something. The S stands for scales, both front and back. L is for the L-sit. I is for inversion, meaning getting upside down. P is for planks, various types. And the S is for stretching. And there's a video showing each one of those movements. And you're just going to spend 15 to 20 minutes playing with the scales and L-sits and inversions and planks. And it will be a very beneficial session. And I guarantee some things like the front and back scales, when you first watch them, seem really easy. And then you try them, and they are not. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is some good old-fashioned conditioning, some fast movement. 5 50-meter sprints, resting a minute or two between each. Or if you can't do that outside, 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking, because in 15 seconds you can spin up the bike a whole heck of a lot faster than you can 15 seconds on the rower. But hey, either one will do. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have stretching for the calves and foam rolling, cobra stretch for the abs, and the wall shoulder stretch. Each of those you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those has a video. Hope you enjoyed the day's training, because tomorrow, everyone will be happy. We are going heavy.